sitting here with Dan and Richard and of the ARCs, I want to get a sense of how the decision to take a full-fledged swing at a band that became the ARCs took place.
You know, I think it was because we were kind of already a band. We mm-hmm. just hadn't officially called ourselves that. We were getting together, recording, finishing songs. Yeah. What else does a band do? You know, so we gave this thing that we were doing a name, and it became a platform. And then all of a sudden, when we did that, it was really cool because everyone's focus kind of got laser guided, you know. And and we just started working so much faster, and just we were just being so much more productive. It was interesting to see that happen. And it's still like a growing process. We don't really know exactly what it is. You know, it changes every day, and it's still like, you know, it's still coming together, and that's what, you know, it makes it really exciting.
The members of the band, some had toured with the Black Keys, some had played with you in the studio, and so through that time, a vocabulary, I guess, had been established. When it got formalized, did it add any sense of, well, you know, now we're not doing it for somebody else, it's us? Did that make any sense of, you know, urgency or a little?
I mean, it was kind of always us, you know. It's like Dan's, you know, and I play in Black Keys. Leon, Nick has played in the Black Keys as a backing band, and you know, Dan's put out a solo record. I've got a bunch of solo records. I play in the Shins. Like, we've got plenty of things to keep us busy. This just felt so so natural, you know, for us to do this. So, I don't know, man. Like, we just started playing, and it felt right, kind of right away. It's too, I mean, we say this a lot, but it's too easy. Like, when it feels right, it's just too easy.
Pretend. bills to pay. You gotta make it through another day. The streets can't see.
Took 2 weeks to do the record. Was it three tops?
It was 2 weeks, all said and done. Yeah. Stretched out over a long period of time, just, you know, 2 days here, 3 days there.
And that's another thing. You record it in L.A., New York, and was it Nashville?
Yeah.
And now the new record, we're almost done with the second record, actually.
Wait a minute. Well,
yeah.
The first one's not out yet, and we already have the second one? Well, but
we
do
did
tell.
Some stuff in London and... Yeah, kind of all over the place, but mainly Nashville and Queens.
Well, you're both working a lot, and I sometimes, you know, when I see the producer's credits, you've been nonstop, Dan. I mean, it seems like it's nonstop. Mm-hmm. Did you have any break in the last year?
Yeah.
You took some time?
Yeah.
Or when you took time, is it coming up with music for...
A little bit of both. No, I've never gone on vacations in my life until this past year.
Is it a challenge or a relief having the camaraderie of the Arcs and not having those expectations of, well, we got to go play X-sized venues?
There's camaraderie in Black Keys, though. Like, I mean, not just between Dan and Pat, but like... Between Pat and myself, between, you know, John and Pat and John and myself, like, you know, we hang out all the time. And you and John.
Me and you.
Yep. And then.
Then Pat and you.
Yeah. No, I covered. I get
some sarcasm. Yeah. I'm following him.
We hang out on and off stage.
Yeah, you know? no sarcasm.
It's just different ingredients, so.
But all these bones
One gig the other night, a live gig.
Yeah, first show.
Proper gig.
A nice, small, sweaty room, the way it should be.
Yeah.
Well, how was it on stage?
It was a really interesting show because, we announced it the night before.
Right.
And it was in a place that probably only held 65 people. But it was also in a place that we've never played.
And only 62 people came, which was a bummer.
No, but we...
You didn't go clean.
Yeah.
We worked with this guy named Omar Juarez on the artwork. We put out 2 7-inches before the album came out, 2 45s, and the artwork on those was Omar, and those two characters on the album cover, and they're going to be in the video and
for Flower.
Yeah, we just we had a lot of like inspiration going back and forth with Omar, so when it came time to do our first performance, it just kind of felt fitting to go like to Omar's hood and kind of present the songs to them. Do you know what I mean? It just felt right.
Did he have any of the treatments up around in the lobby for people?
He drew a backdrop for us, and all of his prints from the video that he's been working on were all over the wall, and
it's all hand drawn.
One of the local girls, Rosie, who is an inspiration on the record and who's inspiration for the character of the girl that Omar draws. She was there front and center. It was just really surreal. It's like
it was coming
alive. Weird, surreal
in front
moment.
Of you,
right? This thing that was just on paper, like this weird little pipe dream, all of a sudden, like, oh my God, look, this is happening.
It's coming
it's
off
working.
The page.
It's working.
It really did feel totally surreal. Think about that, man. She's on the album cover. We've never seen her until we start the first note of our first performance.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, here, it's real right now. This thing on paper is now three-dimensional.
Did she live up to your expectations?
Oh, my God.
I was going to ask whether she's or not
a,
you
no,
guys
she's a badass. She's real cool. She's super cool, and she DJ'd later that night. She played, like, old soul records and stuff. We went and hung out for a little bit. She's great.
I want to thank you for spending the time today, and want to let our listeners know that yours dreamily is the Arcs, and as we're hearing, the Arcs are just getting ready to go. It feels like the game is on. So do me a favor, don't end up like the Browns, and no 2-14 season. I want 15-1 at the very least with the Arcs.
You got it, man.
Unbeatable. Unbeatable.
I'm the new Jim Brown. Let's do this.
Thanks for spending some time with us on 88.5 KCSN.